going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, 97.5, the Fanatic Xfinity Studio. Great to be here on this Tuesday night. Got a lot of Eagles to get to this evening. Obviously, big topic of conversation today on the station. I've been listening for hours and hours, has been Sam Bradford. I think now that, you know, the coaching situation is settled down, and obviously there's still some moving parts that the Eagles have to deal with as far as the front office and what that will look like and who this player personnel guy will be and all that. And we've now seen the Eagles with two signings in 2 days, retaining their own players, locking up Zach Ertz long term, which we talked a lot about last night, and obviously restructuring Brent Celek's contract today, essentially, devaluing the amount of money he would make dramatically by giving him, he took a restructured contract. He's taking lesser money and he wants to stay with the Eagles, which is great. But now you get to the point where you start looking at some bigger items. And obviously Bradford is really, it's a very, 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 very big item. And we'll talk about it tonight. We've sort of, broached this at various junctures over the last 2 to 3 weeks on my show in the midst of really debating and discussing other aspects. But tonight I want to really zero in on this Bradford thing and what the Eagles should do. Because they have a very important decision at the most important position of football. And I will tell you, I don't think it's cut and dry, no doubt about it. You got to go this way. Now, when all is said and done, I have come to what I think is a pretty clear sense from my vantage point of how I think the Eagles should handle it. But I recognize there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily agree. And really, there's three different sides. There's sign Bradford long-term, lock him up, he's your guy, commit, believe, off you run for the rest of the decade with Sam Bradford. That's option one. Option two, walk away. Hey, he's okay, but he's not all that. As a guy said when he caught up to Mike's show about 2 hours ago, it's kind of like re-signing Andre Iguodala. Yeah, it keeps you better than being the worst, but you're not exactly close to being the best. And so, you got that category of people that say, hey, look, man, this is not the way to go. This is not building toward a championship if you commit to Sam Bradford, even though it'll make 2016 worse. It may make 2018 better. It may make 2019 better. I'm going to walk away. And we've heard a lot of people say that. And then we've heard a lot of people say franchise him. That it's a way to live to fight the deal 12 months from now to figure out what you want to do. So we'll throw it on the table for you tonight as the Eagles offseason now enters the phase where, these kind of decisions have to be, obviously, as we know, really, they've got to be dealt with within the NovaCare complex by the new hierarchy of the Eagles. Howie Roseman, whoever the heck becomes the guy that's the player personnel guy, Doug Peterson, and the input that others will have, and how much input and all that is obviously murky, but it's a really important decision, and we'll talk about it tonight. And I'll just throw it out to you straight up: what do you think the Eagles should do? I mean, if you're the Birds and you're navigating this situation, and you're sitting there in the room with Roseman, and maybe Lurie's there, and Doug Peterson, and maybe the new coordinators are there, and you're really drilling down, not just for the 2016 Eagles, but you're essentially having a conversation: how can we make this franchise great? How can we take this from where we are to ultimately where we want to be, which, let's face facts, is light years from where they are. Light years. I mean, they really, really have some steps up that they have to take in order to get this thing going. If you're in that room and they come to you and say, what is your opinion, what to do here? What's your deal? What is your answer to the question of what to do with Sam Bradford? 610-632-0975. Jetta Camera on the Fanatic with you till 7 o'clock tonight. And, look, we'll just kick it around because let me say this. And I've referenced this over the last couple of weeks a couple of times, but I want to be really crystal clear here. Bad contracts have been the scourge of Philadelphia sports. And as people know that listened to me last night, I think Zach Ertz got overpaid. Many people agreed with me. Many people disagreed with me. That's fine. But I mean, Look, the Zach Ertz contract is not going to derail the future of the Philadelphia Eagles franchise. It may hinder it, but it's not going to derail it. But we have seen in this town with our four teams that we love far too often contracts that not only have hindered the franchises, but they have derailed the franchises. When it didn't work out with Lance Parrish in 1987 with a big old contract, the Phillies got so freaked out they were afraid to sign a real legitimate free agent for eight more years when they finally signed Greg Jeffries. Then it didn't help the cause that his contract was a disaster also. Ilya Brizgalov's contract was an epic disaster for the Flyers. Now, it worked out better than it could have because they were able to get out of it, the whole amnesty thing and all that whole thing. But it wasn't good. Nandi's deal with the Eagles was awful. Kenny Thomas with the Sixers was awful. One of the reasons you couldn't get a guy with AI, and there were a lot of reasons, but Kenny Thomas and Dikembe taking up the salary structure they took up in a salary cap age, man, it hurt. Matt Geiger making that kind of money, it hurt. There are ramifications in a salary cap world when you commit to players. Eagles are dealing with that right now with Byron Maxwell. The Phillies in a non-salary cap world, let's be straight up about it. We love Ryan Howard. We appreciate the heck out of his contributions for the championship and the fight. I mean, listen, Ryan Howard goes down as an all-timer in Philadelphia. But his contract has been an unmitigated disaster for the Phillies now going on 4 years and about to be five. An unmitigated, complete and total disaster. $25 million still guaranteed to Ryan Howard. And then you got that buyout the year after that. Opt-out or whatever the heck it is. They got to pay him to go away. Cliff Lee's contract was awful. You know, Vinny LeCavalier's contract was awful. Chris Gratton's contract, I keep going here. My point is this, as we bring it back to Bradford. It really fundamentally, I think, comes down to this premise. What do you think you have in Sam Bradford? And then therefore, what are you willing to do? And my answer to the first question is, and you don't hear me say this too often, I don't know what they have in Sam Bradford. That's a problem. You like to deal with a lot more certainty than what is the deal with Bradford. Because he had a strange season. He comes off two torn ACLs. He was awful in the beginning, very jittery. He clearly got better as the year goes on. I give him credit for that. You know, he did not have a great offensive structure around him. The offensive line was bad. The receivers were bad. The running game with DeMarco Murray with the ball was bad. Chip system was bad. Not audibling was a disgrace that Chip didn't allow the quarterback to audible. And so here we sit on the precipice of this monstrous decision, and you want to make it informed. I don't believe, this is my opinion, I don't believe the Eagles or anybody around is properly, quote-unquote, informed to have total perspective to be able to say, yeah, no problem, I'm going to lock that guy up for years and years, no big deal. Let's just give him $110 million for 5 years. Why not? I don't believe they're in a position to do that. Nor do I believe they're in a position to say, yeah, you know what? The heck with Sam Bradford, walk away. I mean, unless you're prepared to tear it down big time, and I wouldn't sign Zach Ertz to that kind of money if I'm about to tear it down big time, and I don't think the Eagles are prepared to tear it down big time, then I don't see, you know, how you walk away from Sam Bradford and say, yeah, no problem, Brian Hoyer will be my quarterback next year. Mark Sanchez will be my quarterback. Geno Smith will be my quarterback. I don't see, unless you walk yourself into the fire of knowing that you are tearing it down, I don't see how you let the guy go. And then you come to option three, which to me is the preferred option, the franchise tag. So most specifically, we'll come to you on the phone, 610-632-0975. Most specifically, I would do this. I would negotiate in what I would consider good faith with Sam Bradford in order to try to lock him up on my terms if I'm the Eagles. No more of this Nnamdi kind of garbage contracts. No more of this Byron Maxwell contracts. No more of this Andre Iguodala, he's got you over kind of contract. The Eagles got something the Sixers, the Flyers, and the Phillies don't have. A franchise tag. Now, it's a lot of money for a year, but it gives you cost certainty for 1 year, financial flexibility for all the rest. I would go to the table. I would try to negotiate Bradford. Call it whatever you want to call it. A two-year deal, a three-year deal, whatever. On my terms. Not this $20 million, $18 million, $25 million per year garbage we're hearing. Hey, Sam, you want a three-year deal? Here's 3 years. Here's $42 million. He's not going to take it. And I say, thanks for playing the game of negotiating, and now I'm going to lay the franchise tag on you. Simple. That's what I would do. Because I'm not prepared to lock him up on his terms at this stage, and I'm not prepared to walk away from him at this stage. So I really believe the Eagles, and they do not have much history with it, and their history's been bad with it because they twice franchised guys and took the tag away, and that was the debacle with Trott and the debacle with Corey Simon, although the Corey Simon one didn't matter as much because he didn't have much left in the tank for whatever reason. Trott obviously could still play. And, you know, we all know the deal, the 0-2 game versus the Bucs. You know, it could have been different if Trott was in the game. Look, the Eagles are in a different stage of their history right now. They don't have a great team. This isn't the 0-1 Eagles transitioning to the 0-2 Eagles with a surge that looks like they can compete for the Super Bowl for the next 2-3 years. And they're not there. But they're trying to get there. And really, you got to determine what's the path to get there and how do you handle Bradford in the process of trying to get there. You tell me, 610-632-0975. Sixers coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll talk some Eagles football this hour. One other thing real quick before the phones, before we get to the calls. Coming up, a quick little announcement. Coming up next week, we will take the show on the road Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, doing the show from San Francisco, California, site of Super Bowl 50. So certainly next week, get ready for some shows from Cali. We'll obviously look to stock the shows with a lot of great guests. Super Bowl type shows are, you know, you always have the ability to track down some people and have some fun, talk some Super Bowl. It's a good matchup. I mean, I am leaning at this point toward Carolina, but, you know, let's see how it shakes out. I think it's a really interesting contrast between Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, you know, where they are in their careers and stylistic approaches and all that stuff. But it has the makings of a pretty intriguing game. And next week, Jaws and I doing shows out there. Adam Kaplan likely doing shows as well. We got to get the whole structure of everyone's schedule. You know, everyone's working for ESPN, and we got to figure out all the nuances of who's doing what days. But Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, San Francisco, Super Bowl 50. And we'll be out there broadcasting shows right here on The Fanatic. All right, let's go to the phone. 610-632-0975. What to do with Bradford? You tell me. You tell us. We started off with Jacob on a cell phone. Jake, what's going on, man? You're on The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
What's up, Jacob?
Nothing much, man. So I've been thinking about this for the last so many days, and my thing is with this, there's two things to it. The first part is it really depends on who they get to deal with the player personnel, who deals with the contracts. Because honestly, there have been a lot of head scratchers where you sit there and see somebody who gets signed, you're like, why would they give them that much? Mm-hmm. And I understand the whole thing of, you know, that's the going rate and stuff, but going back to that, who makes the decision would be important, obviously.
Well, let me just jump in and say this. I don't think that guy's going to have the handle to be the guy making the call. I think Howie's making the call, and I think Howie's negotiating the contract.
So then at that point, what scares me there is, okay, well, he has a hand in there, but you've seen how it's happened in the past, and you still sit there with the contracts that you're naming out here. And I know some of them, it's like, well, you expected this guy to be a lockdown, like, great fit, and then he turns into just a horrible player and a horrible contract. Nnamdi is what I'm thinking of
sure,
at that point.
Sure, yep.
But, I mean, with something like this, you have to look at, you need somebody in there, and I'm talking from Jeffrey Lurie's perspective, who goes, all right, well, have we gotten a Super Bowl yet? No. Have we gotten close to it? Somewhat in some cases. But what has been the constant here has been Howie Roseman. Yep. With the deals and stuff. And the big thing goes back to, if you're looking at it business-wise, am I getting closer or am I not? So dealing with the whole Sam Bradford thing, look at his resume. Has he gotten anywhere close to a Super Bowl? And the answer is no. So if you're going that route, I would put the franchise tag on him. And worst case, you pay him, let's say, an extra $5, $10 million, whatever the case is.
Be about an extra $5 for this 1 year.
Yeah, so yeah. At that point, it's prove me wrong. Prove to me that you can sit there and take a team. Is he worth trade value-wise? Is he this great quarterback that if you sat there and said, oh, I'm going to trade this quarterback, and would another team take on that contract?
If yeah, so okay, no, yeah, right. No, I got you. So you're saying franchise him because of the way the whole thing sets up. I agree with you. I agree with you, man. Look, you and I are on the same page there. I think you thought it out well. I mean, that, again, that's the way I would lean. George in Glassboro. George, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
George.
I always love listening to you.
Thank you, dude.
I think the key word is reasonableness across all the parties here.
Right. So it's oftentimes hard to find, but I understand your point.
Yeah, maybe difficult to get to, but I think that's... I like Bradford, and I wasn't a big Bradford fan when he came.
Yep.
I think with a decent team around him, he showed me a lot. And everybody says, oh, you know, they always talk about the quarterback's going to get you to the Super Bowl. Well, 31 quarterbacks every year doesn't get anybody to the Super Bowl. So I see Bradford as a top 10 to 15 quarterback. He's got a sharp arm. He seems to have a good head. He seems to be a good teammate. They got to find a way to keep him for a... You know, I don't exactly understand the franchise tag. I guess, was that $20 million? Is that what he would get?
Well, I think it's about $21 million. I don't have the exact figure, but I believe it's the average of the top five guys, and I think it's going to come out to around $21
million. Yeah, you don't want to get an unhappy Sam Bradford, so that's the part with the franchise.
Yeah, but George, let me jump in on that. Yeah, you don't want an unhappy Sam Bradford, but let me tell you what you don't want, even more than that. You don't want an unhappy 10 million fans and an unhappy 52 other players for the next four seasons. I mean, at some point, organizations have got to stop worrying about the happiness of one and start thinking about the happiness of 10 million. Because I am sick and tired of bad contracts destroying Philadelphia sports seasons. And at times, not just seasons, destroying eras.
I understand that, but 1 year is not going to break anybody's back. But what I would like to see done is a 2 to 3 year deal at a price where everybody can be happy. That's what I would really like to see.
And I agree with that. I just don't think it'll happen.
No, I do. I don't think the team's that far away either, and that's my last comment. I really don't think they're that far off. I really don't. They need more players, but they're not that far off.
Well, all right, man. I appreciate it. We'll see. That's obviously debatable, and I think Moore would disagree with you, but we'll see. I think we're all looking forward to seeing what this group can do with a normal offense and a normal defense and seeing if they're closer than they otherwise were with Chip. I think, you know, you can certainly make the case they should be better. DeMarco will be better. But are they really that close? I would say no. 610-632-0975. What to do with Bradford? It's obviously an important, very important offseason conversation to have, and, you know, one that I'm sure will be flowing for weeks and months. What would you do? 610-632-0975. And I'll put it square to you like this. Do you believe in Bradford? Straight up, do you believe in Sam Bradford? Travis on a cell phone. Travis, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Joe? I do not believe in Bradford, and I was one of his biggest supporters when he came here. He just doesn't have it. He just doesn't. I think you'd be better served in your draft. You know, let him walk. You know, you get a guy, RG3, who's got all the talent in the world. You need to rebuild his head. Colin Kaepernick maybe on the skids on the way out of there. I just don't believe him. He's just not a guy that inspires a lot of confidence, and I think that's... You know, I think that's probably 90% of what it is for a football team. If you're a leader, the quarterback inspires confidence, you know, you can achieve anything. I don't even understand why he would even play in a system like Chip Kelly's where he couldn't audible. That's, to me, a slap in the face. I mean, why not just come out and run the wishbone? You know, in this day and age, you can't audible. I think that the move for the Eagles is to trade back not once but twice, get you around 23, 24, and draft the best corner on the board. I love the guy Fuller. He's got the bloodlines. I like that guy. And I think it'll grease the skids for getting a guy like Maxwell out of town in a year or two. You got to put your second round pick, Rowe, put him at safety. Go in either that way or take the money he's going to spend on Bradford and go help your defense. Go make a splash. Go get a guy like Eric Berry, a difference maker right now. It'll help your whole team. It'll help that the back end of that defense. Resign your guy Curry. I like linebackers as they are in place. I also like the big DN. But I just don't think Bradford is the guy. You know, I'd rather see them maybe take a shot with Kaepernick, go get a stopgap type of guy. And I hope they do go 4-12. Go get the kid, Deshaun Watson.
Well, and it's funny, Travis, and I appreciate the call, man, because you're hearing more and more people, you know, starting to say what you just said, which is kind of tear it down. And we talked a little bit about that last night. You create a blueprint that's interesting. Here's the thing, though. If you play that game, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Again, this is a matter of opinion, and frankly, you don't know what the future will hold. You just don't. You don't know what the future will hold. All you can do is put yourself in the best position to maximize your chance to become great and hope that you can do it on a timetable that's reasonable and relatively quick. If you take that approach, you run the risk of not climbing out of a hole for a while. And not that you can't have a year where you pop up. You know, the Eagles popped up in 95 and 96 with Rodney Pete and Ty Detmer. You can pop up. You can get your 10 wins. Jets this year, you know, they got their 10 wins. They missed the playoffs, but they got their 10 wins. You can do that with quarterbacks that aren't great. But NFL history, and here we are, it's Super Bowl time. You know, next week the Super Bowl. You have your anomalies, clearly. Rex Grossman makes a Super Bowl. You know, we all know the deal that, you know, two or three, four quarterbacks that stand out of time that actually won Super Bowls that weren't great, but they are immensely the exception to the rule. As, Dick Vermeil said when he was on with Jaws and I last week, it was an amazing stat. He said, if you look at the 49 quarterbacks or the 49 years that a Super Bowl has been won, 71% of the time, a quarterback has won the Super Bowl that is either in the Hall of Fame or will be in the Hall of Fame, like Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, etc. 71% of Super Bowls won by a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. And so that's where you have to say to yourself, is Sam Bradford the guy to hit your wagon to? Is he? Is that the guy? But on the other hand, and this is where it gets so dicey, on the other hand, if you play the merry-go-round of, you know, let's play the Brian Hoyer game, ladies and gentlemen. You can play that game for 2 years. You can play that game for 4 years. You can play that game for 6 years. Because as much as you want to draft, let's call it the next Donovan McNabb, and obviously you want someone even better than Donovan, but Donovan was pretty darn good. Yeah, you want someone that ultimately wins it all, but you want someone that at least puts you in a position like Donovan to have a shot. Well, there was a team above Donovan that took Tim Couch. That was a disaster. There was a team below Donovan that took Akili Smith. That was a disaster. So even if you, after 3 years, you put yourself in a position to have one of the top three picks in the draft, it could be Heath Shuler. You know what I mean? Yeah, it might be Peyton Manning number one. That's a beautiful thing, but it might be Jamarcus Russell number one. So, you know, when you don't have a guy that's the guy, and the Eagles had a guy that was the guy in Randall, and it didn't go well in 93 and 94, or in 94 and 95. 93 got hurt. 94 didn't go well, 95 didn't go well. He gets benched week four, that's it. Doesn't play again. I mean, mop-up duty in the Lions playoff win, and then obviously got in there versus Dallas in the playoffs when Rodney Pete got the concussion. But it was over for Randall in Philly. So it's over in 95, franchise quarterback. You go 96, spinning a wheel. 97, spinning a wheel. 98, you're spinning a wheel. In that case, it took 4 years to draft Donovan McNabb. Three seasons. The fourth year. I'll tell you what. I bet you if you go up and down the history of NFL franchises, I bet you that's on the faster side of going from franchise quarterback to franchise quarterback. You can be like the Redskins and go 20, 25 years. Now, that's a rare, way down the track, horrific example. But you can go 7, 8. You can have a rough go of it. Last thing I want is Eagles football to be irrelevant for 5 to 7 years. I'm just saying it's a really important decision. And you can make a great case, pro or anti-Bradford. And that's where knowing this uncertainty is why I fall in the category of say, I would probably just franchise them and live to deal with it 12 months from now with better data in hand of knowing what he is. And I don't care if his feelings are hurt. 610-632-0975. Joe to camera, rock all the calls next on The Fanatic.
Ah, the new year. A time for a clean slate, a fresh start, and of course, New Year's resolutions. Eating right and hitting the gym are great, but what about your finances? That's where NerdWallet comes in. Our free credit card comparison tool lets you expertly review credit cards to help you find the one that'll work the hardest for you. Searching for the best travel rewards, cash back options, balance transfer rates? NerdWallet lets you filter and compare over 1,700 credit cards fast. It's all part of our robust set of tools, content, and advice that give you the confidence of knowing you made the right choice. And get this, last year, people who signed up for a new credit card through NerdWallet received over $30 million in sign-up bonuses. So what are you waiting for? Choosing the right credit card doesn't have to be complicated. See how easy it can be at NerdWallet.com now and make your fresh start really count. NerdWallet, providing clarity for all of life's financial decisions. NerdWallet.com.
The Philadelphia area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting is conducting a search for new talent. The next audio video producers, sports broadcasters, entertainment reporters. Is this you or someone you know? Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or visit GoCSB.com. With this ever-changing world of digital content, companies are looking for talent. For over 52 years, Connecticut School of Broadcasting has placed thousands. Call our Philadelphia area campus today, 1-800-TV-RADIO, or visit GoCSB.com. Who doesn't love watching sports? Well, the only thing more exciting than watching sports is being a part of the action, working in a career in sports broadcasting. And there's no better place to get the training you need than at Connecticut School of Broadcasting. For over 52 years, we've placed thousands of grads in rewarding careers. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, with a campus right here in the Philadelphia area. Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or visit GoCSB.com. That's 1-800-TV-RADIO or GoCSB.com.
Business is changing in every way for every business. And what's driving this change is technology. Smart devices, analytics, online backups, video conferencing, cloud. They're transforming the way customers buy, employees work, and how business gets done. They're also putting an enormous strain on your network performance and your IT budget. A year from now, your business will be generating up to 50% more data than it does today. Will your network be ready? Introducing Comcast Business Enterprise Solutions, offering a flexible, next-generation network that can scale rapidly from 10 megs to 10 gigs and beyond, and a full suite of managed solutions to meet the needs of large enterprises without the high costs. Because you can't build the business of tomorrow on the network of yesterday. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Restrictions apply.
I drive a Honda Accord.
And I drive a Honda Civic. It's actually my first car.
We like Honda because it's Kelley Blue Book's best value brand, and the cars come with great standard features, like a multi-angle rearview camera, so my garden gnomes don't lose their heads.
That only happened once.
It was a collector's item. Anyhow, we both get Bluetooth, which is really great for sharing some lols on the road.
Mom, it's LOL, and no one says that anymore.
See, she keeps me in the loop. She shares all her cool playlists with me, too. I stream them through Bluetooth streaming audio all the time. Well, not that new one you made. It sounds like cats at a rage.
Mom, it's called a rave.
Right.
Hurry to your local Delaware Valley Honda dealer for great deals on all models.
Confirm safe conditions before backing up. Rearview camera doesn't display all information about conditions and objects behind vehicle. The Bluetooth word mark and logos are owned by the Bluetooth SIG, Inc., and any use of such marks by Honda Motor Company Limited is under license. Based on 2015 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now at the Home Depot, you can get 10% off appliances $396 or more.
So let's do better features for fewer bucks. With savings on brands like Frigidaire, Whirlpool, and GE, you can cook smarter, rinse cleaner, spin faster, and chill sooner. Let's do this with 10% off appliances $396 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 27th, 2016. U.S. only. See store for details.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Pizza Hut's $5 flavor menu is the first way to say yes to any two or more of your favorites for just $5 each. That's yes to medium one-topping pizzas, Wing Street wings, and Hershey's desserts. Feels good to say yes to the $5 flavor menu only at Pizza Hut.
Limited time offer. Additional charge for extra cheese, toppings, and pan crust. Hershey's trademark used under license.
Wake up.
Good morning.
And get up.
We are back in better than ever.
With Mike and Mike. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, or on demand on the ESPN app.
Spend an evening out with the Sixers by purchasing tickets to an upcoming home game.
All the way! Got it!
Be there to see Rookie of the Year candidate Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel, and the rest of your Philadelphia 76ers as they take on some of the biggest names in the NBA.
You want it done best? You got it!
Tickets are available for as little as $13 for select games. To purchase, visit Sixers.com or call 215-339-7676.
This, my friends, is Sixers basketball.
Right now, get up to $6,000 over Kelley Blue Book Fair Market Value for any trade at Kia of Westchester and Kia of Kentville.
That's crazy!
Stylish new 2016 Kia Optimas are only $159 per month. And always remember, Jim Sapala wants to see you in a Kia. Visit Kia of Westchester or KiaKentville.com.
Qualified buyers, 24-month lease, $26.59 down, plus tax and tag, no security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, negative equity refinance, dealer retains all factory rebates, offers don't combine, stock number K014112, expires month's end.
The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. Get your exclusive 24-karat gold-dipped roses. One place, one price. IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, shut a camera on the Fanatic. It's just funny. This Bradford thing, man. It's like people come down on such wildly different sides on this. It's amazing you can look at the same player from the same vantage point of us as fans. And you can take 10 different fans. I guess you don't have 10 different answers because there's really only three options. But you certainly will have three guys say one thing, three say another, and four say the other. I mean, it's like three will say keep them, three will say dump them, and four will say franchise them or whatever the order will be. It is like one of those issues in Philadelphia sports that there are like clear fault lines. But there's only one decision that matters, and it's the Eagles. And how they want to handle. Now, look, Bradford has a say in this also. He has a say in it. But he doesn't, in the end, control the situation. I don't care about feelings. That's the last thing in the world that I'm caring about if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles. And I got an email from a guy here during the commercial break. He says this. Players hate the franchise tag. I think Sam will not play at his peak under the tag. He won't want to play for us after that year, even if he is successful. To that, I say, too frickin' bad. Sick and tired of athletes dictating when they're not good enough to dictate. If I can get Barry Bonds to join my team from Pittsburgh to San Francisco, if I'm a Giants fan, and Barry Bonds is going to go hit 5 billion home runs for me over the next 10 years, I'll pay that guy millions and millions and millions of dollars. That's a free agent to pay. Now, in the end, we know the whole situation, you know, got weird because of the steroid. We get the whole thing. But there are free agents worthy of building your whole operation around. And then there are some where it's like, you know what, dude? Too bad. If you want to be a baby about getting $21 million as a franchise tag, then we'll just suspend you for being a baby. But I am not going to permit you, if you're not good enough, to drag my whole operation down for the next half a decade. I cannot permit that. You guys tell me. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Philly. Mike, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey. I'm calling to say that the Eagles should keep Bradford only because he has chemistry with his players, and the Eagles knows his play style, and if they bring in somebody new, it's kind of going the wall there. The chemistry that they have.
Give me his great chemistry. Him and who? Him and Nelly. Him and Huff.
No,
him and Coop.
To be honest.
Well, so he hands the ball off well to Ryan Matthews. Now, you're basically saying him and Zach Ertz, but I mean, look, I don't think that's enough to judge it on. I don't think it's enough to base it on.
Yeah, I know, but there's nobody really out there, really.
Well, that is a problem. That is a problem. I agree with you on that.
Right now, I think that the Eagles should keep him at least by one or two more years just until somebody else better comes along.
Yeah.
But if not, I don't know.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the call, man. And in many ways, you're saying what I'm saying when you say 1 year. But when you say 2 years, that becomes a different story. And that's the trick. And that's where the franchise tag, I think, has value. Even though it's a high price for a year, it's cost certainty for a year and financial flexibility thereafter. Martin, on his cell phone. Martin, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Martin,
I would love to have them tag him.
Okay.
I don't think we could have a better option. But we really need to see some sort of effort on their part of finding someone through the draft.
Yeah, no question.
I don't want to continue to see Mark Sanchez, Tim Tebow, whoever, you know, as a backup in the franchise. We need to bring new blood in. You know, we can't keep rolling out the same dreck in a quarterback position that we're seeing game after game, year after year. You know, Doug Peterson, he's former quarterback, should be able to bring somebody along.
Well, it's tricky because remember this, it's an inexact science, and you can identify someone, and even if he's a top 10 pick, there's a 50% chance that he will still not succeed, you know, because that's the nature of top 10 picks. And so, first off, you know, the Eagles aren't in the top 10, although they're close. But then you get to the point where, okay, if it's not a first rounder and they need offensive line and, you know, a lot of issues, then if you're talking about take a guy in the second, third, fourth, try to develop him, while there are exceptions to the rule like Russell Wilson that win, there are a huge percentage of people that never really amount to much in that way.
No, I completely agree, but we have to, I want to see something.
Right.
I want to see them attempt there, but I guess we're all a little frustrated there, but you got to franchise tag him. I don't want to see him. I'm too worried every time he gets hit. Every time he gets hit, I'm worried about something breaking or popping or,
I hear you, Martin. I appreciate it, man. I mean, look, that's another issue, the long-term viability of him staying healthy. I don't worry as much about that as I think some do, but I certainly do worry about it. I think I worry more just about the fact that he's not a physically imposing specimen that can influence games with physicality from a not just a mobility standpoint of, you know, running down the field, but he got better in the pocket. He did. I mean, I give him credit. He got better. But, I mean, he doesn't have that. And for, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is an all-timer for that shaking guys off thing and, you know, get away from me and just, you know, and Donovan was great at that also, man. Early Donovan, those first 4 or 5 years, he had not only great strength, he had great flexibility. And so his flexibility and his strength and his athleticism and his agility contributed to this really unique quarterback. And Bradford, I mean, needless to say, does not have any of that. Let's go to Ray on his cell phone. Ray, what's up, man?
Joe, what's up, buddy?
Ray, great to hear from you, always.
Hey, man. Hey, Great show tonight. Hey, let me ask you this. How many players you know in the NFL don't perform well in a contract year?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I guess what you're going to say is he'd be motivated to play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're in a wait-and-see kind of a situation with Bradford. So I feel like you have the franchise for the fact of also the fan base. Nobody wants to root for a team that sucks. He's the best option that's going to be out there right now. So I think you have the franchise and wait and see. Not only that, from an injury standpoint, it was by God's grace Sam Bradford stayed healthy last year. So if he does get hurt, his market value is going to drastically decrease. So I think you have to wait and see exactly what this guy is going to bring to the table. You franchise him, pay him the money, and let's move forward.
Yeah, you and me on the same page there, Ray. Appreciate it. It's interesting that the franchise tag, we'd have to do a poll on this. Sign them long term. Granted, we don't know what the terms would be, but let's just say it's, you know, $19 million a year or something ridiculous. You know, sign them to a 4 or 5 year deal that averages $19 million per. let him walk completely or franchise him. Maybe franchise would win. I don't know. I mean, that's obviously where my vote is, and we've been getting a lot of those votes. We go to Ken in Abington. Ken, you're up on the Fanatic.
Yeah, man. Listen, franchise the guy. You cannot tell me that from watching this year's play under Chip Kelly's experimental offense that we can judge what this guy can do.
Yep.
He had no receivers getting downfield. You could tell me that it was him. But you know he had no wide receiver to get downfield. They wasn't sure what to do with the running back. They couldn't get him. They couldn't get a fullback or a lava man well to block for the fullback, more or less him. So don't tell me that anybody can tell me that, oh, we got nothing. You can't tell from the offense this guy put out there that you have nothing at quarterback.
And I'll go as far, and Ken, I'll go as far as to say this. Hey, look, I'm 37 years old. I've seen, obviously, a lot of Philadelphia sports. I would put Bradford, just off the cuff, probably in the top 3 to 5 in my lifetime, where after watching him play, I walk away and say, I still don't know what he is.
That is correct.
You know, and normally you kind of know, and this is one where it's like you mostly don't know.
That's correct. And my biggest problem with every Philadelphia team, from the Sixers to the Flyers to the Phillies to the Eagles, are that they always pulling and wishing and pulling on strength. Go out there and get a in the position that you want.
Well, we all want that.
Don't go out there and find. You find the guy that's a free agent who plays the cover two scheme, then you bring him here and put a man to man, and then wonder why he don't play the same. You go out there and you get a linebacker who, you know what I mean, a guy who do the run, then you put him out there and tell him to cover the tight end. Like, come on, man. Sixers do the same thing. You go out there, you get a guy who's great at shooting threes, then you say, all right, look, I want you to play the post. Like, they never go out there and get a stud in the position that they try.
They've put some guys in the wrong position. I appreciate the call, man. They clearly have put some guys in the wrong position. But their intent is not to not get studs. They're looking for great players. They just have misfired. I mean, when Josh Norman is drafted in the 5th round and Marcus Smith is drafted in the 1st round, that's part of how Carolina makes the Super Bowl and the Eagles don't make the playoffs. That's just the way it goes. You know, you get Richard Sherman late in a draft, and he becomes an amazing player. You get Josh Norman late in a draft, he becomes an amazing player. That's how you win. You need players. It's one thing you look at this past weekend, man. You look at those teams. You look at a lot of these playoff teams, man. You see players. I mean, you've heard me say it many times probably to you over the last, you know, couple months. Who's the Eagles' second-best player? Is it Benny Logan? Is it Malcolm Jenkins? Is it Zach Ertz? I don't know. Someone's their second-best player. But whoever it is isn't good enough to really be a second-best player. They don't have good enough players. We go to Steve in Delaware. Steve, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, this is my biggest fear, is that if we franchise Bradford, we sign him or whatnot, that after the second year of the Peterson experiment, if it's not going right, we're going to hear, well, Doug doesn't have his guy. We can't expect Doug to win because Doug doesn't have his quarterback.
Yep.
Frankly, I don't care who they get at this point. I just want Peterson signed off on it. So if the Eagles continue to stink it up, we can pin it on him so we don't have to go back through this whole thing about him not having his guy like we just did.
Here's what I disagree a little bit, Steve. I think they have to make a decision on Peterson somewhat independent of the quality of the quarterback. Meaning a guy like Todd Bowles taking the Jets to 10 wins this year with Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's really impressive. And so, you know, to me, that's what coaching's all about, getting the most out of the guys you have.
I don't disagree. I guess I'm just so jaded as an
Eagles
fan.
We're all jaded,
You know, it's going to continue to spiral down.
Yeah.
And we're going to be standing there with the fire Peterson in 3 years.
Well, listen, Steve, it's a viable possibility. It wouldn't shock anybody if that happens. And certainly, you know, if the quarterback position, whomever it is, doesn't work out over the next 2 to 3 years, it's going to put Doug Peterson's job in jeopardy in 2 to 3 to 4 years. Because, you know, there's only so long you get, even if it's quote-unquote not your fault. And it's a very important decision. If I was Doug Peterson, I would be very centrally involved in trying to, you know, channel this thing in a way that helps the franchise long-term, because it's in my best interest. All right, thanks to Devon Givens producing tonight's show. Look, great calls tonight. We'll resume this conversation after the Sixers game around 10 o'clock. So around 10 o'clock, be ready to just dial back in, and we'll crank the whole thing back up. Sixers Hoops is next. Sixers and the Suns pregame show and the game to follow. And, of course, I'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as well. Have a great rest of the night. Talk to you in a couple hours right here on The Fanatic.